Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. God is good and he's mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. Days of trouble are upon us. Days of trouble, the tribulation period. The enemy is going to try to kill all of God's people. And God is going to judge the world system for what it is. He's going to judge the world for rejecting Jesus. So there's going to be wars and rumors of wars like never before. And the days that you will see will be unlike anything that ever was and worse than anything that ever happened on earth. And I feel sorry for people who will have to go through that. But just like always, keep trusting Christ. Trust Jesus Christ. He's the only way out of this alive. You don't want to leave this world and suffer the second death. Dying is bad enough. But remember, when you love God, to die in the body is to be present with the Lord. But the second death, to die and be without God, that's dangerous. And you don't want to go through that. That's why I take ministry so serious. And many people have used ministry for wrong purposes. Some people use the platform of a ministry to show off, to be in pride, to get money, and to get people to do what they want. But they'll stand before God. God will judge them. It's not going to be good for people who misuse what is holy. In the days of the Old Testament, when after Moses gave the law, and before Christ came, there was a temple, and they designated a place called the Holiest of Holies. There was no place holier on earth, and the priest had to tie a rope to his ankle, and he had bells on the bottom of his garments, and when he go into the Holiest of Holies to represent the people of God once a year, he'd do this. If he wasn't right with God, he'd die in the most holy place, because he went in God's presence and he was not right with God. And then they'd hear the bells not ring anymore, and the other priests would drag him out. They would pull that rope. He didn't go in there without a rope tied to his ankle. And they could pull him out if he died. And every priest had to do this. But see, when Christ died on the cross, he said, "It is finished." And the veil in the temple was rent from the bottom up, and it was huge. It was torn in half. I believe the angel of God just tore it in half. It wasn't necessary anymore. Now we can go, and Jesus will represent us to the Father. It's important. See, Jesus is the only way out of this alive. That's why Satan hates that name. He hates Jesus. He hates salvation. He don't want you redeemed. He wants you to be ignorant of God, and he wants to destroy you. And there are governments and men in leadership position that don't want you to know God. And I thank God for our president, Donald Trump. People hate him. Some people hate him. Some people love him. I love everybody. I'm just going to put that out there. I love him. I love everybody. I pray for him. And I can stand before the Lord. Since I've been a Christian, I have prayed for every president, whether I agree with them or not. And I know for a fact that I loved every president. I've sincerely prayed for them, and I sincerely loved each one of them. And I'm not politically correct, and I'm not trying to be. I love everybody. But he's the only president in my lifetime. At his inauguration, he had every preacher that prayed the prayers at his inauguration ended it in the name of Jesus. And I had never seen a president, even the ones that I loved and cared about, nobody ever did that. And even when Billy Graham prayed, they asked him not to say the name of Jesus. Reagan and all of them. But President Trump, he had the ministers who prayed. I think it was three of them that prayed in the name of Jesus. And I saw it for myself. This is not secondhand information. And I saw it on our computer. I was working on the car, and the computer was on. I wanted to watch the inauguration, and I saw it. And I said, wow, they were not restricted to end their prayers in the name of Jesus. And it's just important to love everybody. God does. And I hate political election years because people tear each other down and they talk about each other, and that's not of God. God hates strife. And He loves us. He expects us to love everybody. But sometimes people think, well, that's just the president. I can say what I want to. Don't get it all balled up. God hates strife. We don't have a right to tear anybody down. In fact, Jesus said, if you don't forgive those that have done you wrong, if you don't forgive others, God won't forgive you. Remember this, He forgave us of millions and millions of sins. All Adam did to get everything off, out of balance is he ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil instead of rejecting it. So when I talk about how the governments, the world governments, the 10 kingdoms, 10 superpower kingdoms are going to give their power to the beast. He's the political leader, and he's going to be a smooth talker that everybody will like and love. And he's going to betray all of them, called the Antichrist. He's going to be against Christ, and Satan's going to make him look good. And he's going to be a smooth talker. He can't be revealed because he can't handle the church. But anybody in God's kingdom can tell, can rebuke him, and he won't be able to do what he's doing. You know, he has Satan's got to get the church out of the way first. But see, before God judges the world, now some people believe that God's going to take his people out of the earth. I believe God's going to take them out. I saw the rapture before. I saw it in a vision. And there's no reason for God to leave people here who have made a choice to, and they love God. And there's no reason for them to be here to be judged. And Satan, we've been fighting all along. We've been fighting in this war all along. I said in the last broadcast how preachers go and pray. They pray. They do warfare just to preach to you. Satan's trying to stop every preacher to hinder them from getting the word to your ears that Jesus died for you and God loves you and your life matters to him. Satan don't want you to know, and he hinders the preachers. I've seen preachers pray, study the word before they go out to, they go into pastor study and they pray, and those that pray in the spirit, pray in the spirit. And those that don't pray in the spirit, which is praying in the Holy Ghost, they go and pray and ask God to be with them, and they present themselves before the Lord. They ask the Lord to forgive them if there's anything that they've done wrong. And they want to come before you because they take their ministry serious. And we do warfare all the time. The enemy give us dreams. He aggravate our lives. He work against us through evil men. All kind of satanic things happen. We've been dealing with tribulation all our lives. The difference is we fight back. And we know how to fight. Well, when people get saved in the tribulation, they'll be like baby Christians. Because all the Christians that are mature in the Lord, they'll be right with God, and God's just going to snatch them off the earth. And 25% of his people who love him will be gone. And the rest will be here. So it's time now for people to know God. The people that love him will be gone. You know, and those that love the world, they'll be here. Even if they believed on Jesus, if they love the world somewhere, they've gotten in strife, like we talked about in the last broadcast. Or they got in fornication, adultery. Christians get in all kind of trouble. They love God, but they don't do anything against the desires of the world. And sometimes the enemy, they yield to the enemy's tricks. That's why the Lord said, back in 2017, right before Thanksgiving, when I woke up that morning, he said, "Time my eyes open." He said, "Tell my people my return is imminent, and to be ready that they be not left." So it's important. That's how the Word of God is written. People have smoothed over the Word of God too long. And people think that they're all right with God, and they're not. They need to repent. These are the telltale signs that you need to repent. If you can do evil and it don't bother you, you probably need to get saved. And you definitely need to go repent. If you can do anything wrong and there's no conviction, and you know, when I first got saved, when I would do something wrong, I would feel convicted. I had to go make it right with somebody. And if I do anything that grieves the Lord, I feel it in my heart, and I go make it right with God. Now, when that process stopped happening, see, God don't, when people turn their shoulder against God, God stopped dealing with them. And they can sin all they want, and they'll think everything's fine. The telltale sign is when the Holy Spirit convicts you, and you know you're not right. You need to repent then. Don't wait the next day. Because your heart will harden. You want to keep your heart soft to God and hard against the world. But as you start loving the world, your heart will soften towards the world and harden against God. Now, I was talking earlier about the political leaders. Now, I love everybody, even the wicked ones. I love all of them. If I had a chance to talk to other leaders that I know are corrupt and they hate Christians, I would love them and I would try to get them saved. And I pray for people. But you just can't pray for your leaders. You have to pray for all of them. I mean the foreign countries where they, you know, they're enemy. Because the enemy can start a war with people. And he don't have to wait till the tribulation to do it. We are the salt of the earth, the light of the world and the salt of the earth, to preserve it. And we need to be on our job. We don't have time for petty differences and hatred and strifes. Just because everybody in your family hates somebody, you don't have to hate them because they do. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com, newlivingletters.com. And I hear so much negative feedback against the presidents, not just Donald Trump, but all of them. People thought all of them were the Antichrist, but that's a rude thing to call somebody. The word says that the Antichrist won't be revealed until he that letteth is moved out of the way, which is the church. Anyway, Psalms 2 says this: Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh, the Lord shall have them in derision. That's why you need to pray for see, they're no match for God. People look, you're looking too close at the presidents and kings and the people over other countries. They're just men. And they have authority that people gave them. But when you pray, now God can intervene. And you got to get used to the fact that God is in, he can turn things around. Jesus said, what you bind on earth is bound in heaven. What you loose on earth is also loosed in heaven. And I let people know that these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com because it's so important to hear the rest of the message. These broadcasts are 30 minutes long. We only play the first 15 on the radio. And you need to hear what God is saying. And it's important for us to love everybody. And just because you love somebody doesn't mean you're losing anything. You're not losing a dime. It's not going to reduce your blessing. It's not going to cut you short. But your life is powerful because you have involved God in your life. So as long as you do what God told you to do, you're all right. You're good. You're in good standards with Him. Whatever you lose on this side, if you don't make the money you should, if you don't get the raises and promotions that you should get, God is able to give you back everything you lost. You're going to live forever anyway. If your life don't get any better, you can outlast Satan's activities and the people that yield to him against you. The people, all your enemies put together times 10 can't hurt your life because you follow God. If you follow him, he'll back you up and God will move in your life And all the wiles of the devil will be destroyed. See, the word says, resist the devil, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And that's found in James chapter 4. Now, the psalm I just read was Psalms chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. And it's very important for you to follow the Lord. And go forward and not backwards. See, God loves you, and you're very important to him. And Satan don't want you to know this. He wants you to believe the worst. And everything that he do to aggravate your life, he tries to get you to go along with the world and do things that he's doing. Keep you interested in things that are wrong. It's time now to go forward and not backwards. And it's time now to see who God is and what he can do in your life. The Word of God is true. And it's fascinating. It's even fun to read and study the Word of God. The Holy Spirit can reveal to you things that the prophets who declared about Jesus didn't see yet. God did give, he gave his greater knowledge to babes, people that just sincerely love him. And I don't want you to miss out on that. That's too important. And I said earlier how kings are, and there's a king coming called the Antichrist. And he's written about in Revelation, I think it's chapter 4 or 5, the rider on the white horse. He's got a bow, but he doesn't have any arrows. He's not Jesus. He's coming and portraying himself to be the Son of God. And he's going to make people think that he is. And he's going to turn people against Christ. But that's just the devil dressing himself up. He's making himself look good, but he's just a dead man under all his clothes. And he's going in the hellfire alive. He won't even get to die. He's going in the, his all of him is going in there. He won't be left on the earth. His whole body and his soul and his spirit is going in the lake of fire, and then in the bottomless pit with the false prophet. They'll be thrown in alive. Now, it's important for you to know what the Lord is doing. God didn't do it. He didn't do anything in a corner. He did everything up and up front and outright. All the prophecies came true, and God gave the prophecies and the mystery, but they were plain as day. It was plain to those that love God and a mystery to those who hate him. And those who love death, they couldn't figure it out. And if you ever struggle with kings, if you look to man, you're going to be in fear. But Jeremiah didn't look to men. He looked to God. And he followed God, and he obeyed the Lord. And he prophesied the word of God, and he did what was right. And people who love the world system, they died. People who love the world system, they were deceived. The reason they died is because they didn't believe on Christ. And then they... And without Christ, you can't go to heaven. And it's time to go forward. It's time for people to know him. God is speaking. He spoke through his prophets. He spoke through Moses. He spoke concerning Jesus. And he gave us clear warning and blessing. And he's gonna ever increase in his people. His people will be ever increased as they follow him. And the Lord loves us. And everything he do takes us forward and not backwards. Now I want to read something in Jeremiah This is Jeremiah chapter 25. It says, verse 1 says, the word that came to Jeremiah concerning all the people of Judah in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah. That was the first year of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. The which Jeremiah the prophet spake unto all the people of Judah and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, from the 13th year of Josiah, the son of Amon, king of Judah, even unto this day, that it is the 23rd year, the word of the Lord hath come unto me, and I have spoken unto you, rising early and speaking, but ye have not hearkened. And the Lord hath sent unto you all his servants the prophets, rising early and sending them, but ye have not hearkened, nor inclined your ear to hear. They said, turn ye again now, every one from his evil way, and from the evil of your doing, and dwell in the land of the Lord that the Lord has given you, and to your fathers forever and ever. That's what the word said. The words that Jeremiah spoke, the prophecies of 23 years, they said continually, turn ye again now every one from his evil way and from the evil of your doings, and dwell in the land that the Lord has given you, unto you and your fathers, even forever and ever. And go not out to other gods to serve them, to worship them, to provoke me to and provoke me not to anger with the works of your hands, and I will do you no hurt. The Lord is saying the same things today. It's just a little different, but same wording, same thing. Yet ye have not hearkened unto me, saith the Lord, that ye might provoke me to anger with the works of your hands to your own hurt. Therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts, because ye have not heard my words, behold, I will send and take all the families of the north, saith the Lord, and Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, my servant, and I will bring them against his lands and against the inhabitants thereof and against all these nations round about, and will utterly destroy them and make them an astonishment and a hissing and a perpetual desolations. Moreover, I will take from them the voice of mirth and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom, the voice of the bride, and the sound of the millstones and the light of the candle. And this whole land shall be desolation and an astonishment. And these nations shall serve the king of Babylon 70 years. And it shall come to pass, when 70 years are accomplished, that I will punish the king of Babylon and that nation, saith the Lord, for their iniquity, and the land of the Chaldeans, and will make it perpetual desolation. And I will bring upon that land all my words which I have pronounced against it, even all that is written in this book, which Jeremiah has prophesied against all the nations. For many nations and great kings shall serve themselves of them also, and I will recompense them according to their deeds and according to the works of their own hands. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel to me, take the wine cup of his fury at my hand, and cause all the nations to whom I shall send thee to drink it. And they shall drink and be moved and be mad because of the sword that I will send among them. Then took I the cup at the Lord's hand and made all the nations to drink unto whom the Lord had sent me, to know Jerusalem and the cities of Judah and the kings thereof and the princes thereof, to make them a desolation and an astonishment, a hissing, and a curse, as it is this day. Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and his servants, and his princes shall, and all his people, and all the mingled people, and all the kings of the land of Uz, and the kings of the land of the Philistines, and Ashkelon, and Azer, and Ekron, and the remnant of Ashdod, Edom, and Moab, and the children of Ammon, kings of Tyrus, the kings of Zidon, the kings of the isles of the sea which are beyond the sea, Dedan, Tema, and Buz, and all that are in the utmost corners, and all the kings of Arabia, and all the kings of the mingled people that dwell in the desert, and all the kings of Zimri, and the kings of Elam, and all the kings of the Medes, and all the kings of the north, far and near, one with another, and all the kingdoms of the world which are upon the face of the earth. And the king Shishak shall drink after them. Therefore shalt thou say unto them, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Drink ye and be drunken, and spew, fall and rise no more, because the sword which I will send among you. And it shall be, if they refuse to take the cup at thine hand to drink, then shalt thou say unto them, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, ye shall certainly drink. The Lord gave Nebuchadnezzar all the nations, and he destroyed idolatry in that day. None of their idols could deliver them out of Nebuchadnezzar's hands. And he took them to Babylon and made a great nation of his own out of all the nations. He took them over one by one, city by city, nation by nation. And their armies were subdued because God was with him. God was judging idolatry. Idolatry keeps people from seeing who God is. And through Nebuchadnezzar, if he didn't do this, there may not have been people left on earth by now. But God judges evil. Evil is a parasite. It will kill you. And the reason the Lord made hell in the first place is to destroy evil. One person, over time, will grow and develop and become a monster. If you continue to live without being connected back to God, you will become a monster. If you love sin, sin will destroy you. And Jesus did something about our sin condition. And when we hear and receive his word, we have a brand new heart because we believed on him. We're washed in his blood. We're made righteous. Well, if you take time and renew your mind, you'll be in agreement with God. You already have peace after you've gotten saved, after you believed on Christ, after you believed on Jesus Christ. And that's very important. Without Christ, it's hideous what we will become. But in hell, people can't do anything but burn. They don't get to do much but burn and cuss and fuss. They can't enjoy time anymore. And I want people to be spared from that. I take the gospel very serious. I already know what God did in my life. And I want everybody to know what the Lord has done. And God loves us all. Brother Escobar said it so perfectly 2 weeks ago. He told his testimony, what happened in his life. God cares about you. So it is with everybody. And we need to know what the Lord can do. Now, continuing, Jeremiah said, For lo, verse 29, For lo, I begin to bring evil on the city which is called by my name, and should be utterly, and should ye be utterly unpunished, ye should not be unpunished, for I will call for a sword upon all the inhabitants of the earth, saith the Lord of hosts. Even God's people that are called by his name, if they go corrupt, they'll be judged too. And judgment starts at the house of God. Verse 30. Therefore prophesy thou against them all these words, and say unto them, Thus the Lord shall roar from on high, and utter his voice from his holy habitation. He shall magnify, he shall mightily roar upon his habitation. He shall give a shout as they that tread the grapes against all the nations of the earth. The noise shall come even to the ends of the earth. For the Lord has a controversy with the nations. He will plead with all flesh. He will give them that are wicked to the sword, saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Behold, evil shall go forth from the nation to nation, and a great whirlwind shall be raised up from the coast of the earth. This is a last day prophecy, because verse 30 through 32, that has to happen in the last days. But it happened already. And it's going to also happen just like it did in Jeremiah's day. It's going to happen again. Verse 33, And the slain of the Lord shall be at that day from one end of the earth even unto the other end of the earth. They shall not be lamented, neither gathered nor buried. They shall be for waste or dung or poop on the ground. Growl ye shepherds, howl ye shepherds, and cry and wallow yourselves in the ashes, ye principal of the flock. For the days of your slaughter and of your desolations are accomplished, and ye shall fall like a pleasant vessel. And the shepherd shall have no way to flee, for the principal of the flock to escape. A voice of the cry of the shepherds and the howling of the principal of the flock shall be heard, for the Lord has spoiled their pasture, and the peaceable habitations are cut down because of the fierce anger of the Lord. He hath forsaken his covert as the lion, for the land is desolate because of the fierceness of the oppressor and because of his fierce anger. See, the Lord's going to judge it all. All evil will be destroyed. And I'm here to tell you, it's not going to be pretty. The only way to escape this is through Jesus Christ. Get right with God. Stay right with God. Walk in his ways, his abundant ways of grace. He loves you too much for you to die with this evil world.